Welcome to the PCS to Corporate America podcast from Cameron Brooks. Our mission here at Cameron Brooks is to help educate junior military officers about their transition options and to inspire veterans to transform their lives and their careers.
Hello, everybody. Joel Junker here with another episode of the Cameron Brooks podcast. And last episode, I talked about the value of reading and starting to read early and creating a habit of reading before you make the transition. Reading to learn about business, leadership, helping take some of the concepts of reading and incorporating it into your interview answers, applying it in your current military environment to have experiences to talk about in interviewing. And today in this podcast, which is another mini-sode, so just me talking, bear with it. I hope it's still a good podcast for you, is about the Cameron Brooks Preparation Program. Now, for some of you that are already in the program that you're listening to this, I think this is still going to have a lot of value to because it's going to give you the why behind everything. However, this episode is really for anybody out there who's listening and is just considering making the transition. I mean, just considering, not sure if you're going to get in, stay in, or get out. Just on the fence maybe, or maybe just leaning towards it, not sure. Or those that have a good amount of time and have already made the decision, but are thinking about kicking the can down the road to prepare and waiting. This episode's for you. I think everybody, it's going to benefit, whether you're already made the decision or you're months before getting out, but predominantly, the audience that I wanted to gear this episode towards, those that are just, oh, I wonder what's out there. I wonder if I should get out. Or you've got a lot of time, a year, 8, 10 months, 2 years before you get out. The value of preparing now and how Cameron Brooks can help you with that. So first, probably one of the number one pieces of feedback that I hear from our alumni that go through the Cameron Brooks program is, I wish I had come to Cameron Brooks earlier. I wish I had started my preparation earlier because there's so much more I could have done. There's so much more preparation I could have done. There's so much more I could have learned. And when I ask them, why do they say that? Number one thing to say is that it helped me make good decisions in the transition, one, to get out and really what it's like out there before having to force to make that decision, feeling like my back was up against the wall. I had the right information to make the decision. Second, the transition's harder than I thought it was going to be. There's a lot to learn. It's so different. Life has gotten better, but it is harder. It's a new culture. It's a new way of thinking. It's a new way of speaking. It's a new a way of being, and I could have learned more of expectations of what it was going to be like there, out there, and been prepared when I got there so I could really, really hit the ground running, even more so than what I did. Second part of this is I was ramping up on my interviewing. When I was interviewing at the Cameron Brooks Conference of the follow-up process, you don't want to do that. You want to be ready to go and not have to be ramping up during the process. You know, to pull this point all the way forward for everybody, Roger Cameron used to tell this in his presentations about the value of preparation. He would tell a story. He was, hey, could you imagine you're a recruiter for Johnson & Johnson, Procter & Gamble, ExxonMobil, you know, three of Roger's first clients that he ever worked with. Can you imagine you're a recruiter for one of them and you're in an interview and a junior officer comes walking in? Say to the junior officer, the first one, well, how long have you been kicking around the idea to get out of the military? Well, I've been thinking about it for a couple of years. What have you been doing to prepare? Well, not much. I mean, once I knew I was going to resign, I resigned and had about six months before I was going to get out and decided to talk to some people, got my resume together and started networking, and here I am. Okay. That officer leaves the room. Next officer walks in the door. recruiter says to the officer, "How long have you been thinking about getting out of the military? That's been 2 years. What have you been doing in the meantime?" "My gosh, I have read probably 20 books, everything from biographies, autobiographies to business concepts on how to build teams and change behavior and business concepts that are really things that are going on today about data analytics and Six Sigma. And I've applied them in my environment here. And I have several accomplishments of things that I've learned in the last couple of years that I've applied in the military. I'm excited to bring those into the business world with me. I've also found some mentors and coaches to help me prepare for interviewing. And I've been working on my business communication." "Stop, stop, stop," the recruiter says. "Okay, good. Who do you think the recruiter is going to be most interested in, regardless of what that paper resume or digital resume says?" So no matter where you are, start now preparing. Whether you're 6 months and you waited to this point, start now. Don't wait any longer. If you're 2 years, 3 years, start now. Start preparing now. Even if you're thinking of getting out of the military. So our program, our preparation program, really has three benefits. Number one, the first, if you have not yet decided to get out. Yes, we do. We work with people who have not yet firmly made the decision to get out. We believe that our program will help you make a good decision. So if you're marketable for business, but yet have not made the firm decision to get out or pursue business, our program will help you learn more about you, the business world, and your options. And we'll spend time coaching, listening, helping you explore options so you can make a good decision. That's one. Number two, if you do decide to get out, it is going to help you succeed in the interviewing process, talk about in terms of the business world uses, frame up your experiences and accomplishments and from a business standpoint. And third, it's going to help you hit the ground running once you make the transition. Those are the three big benefits. The mistake that I see in today's environment many officers making is they're relying on a skill bridge program. I'm going to wait till I'm 60, 90 days before getting out, 4 or 5 months before getting out. That is a huge benefit that you all have today to take time to focus on your transition. But you're missing out on understanding, on learning about business concepts and how what you're currently doing in the military relates to business and how you can start applying these business concepts in your military so that you can do two things. Number one, you can talk about it in the interviews and build your resume and build that resume. Second, you're getting the experience now early with depth, not with 30, 60, 90 days before the transition, now early, so it's much easier to hit the ground running. By pushing it down and waiting until you're on a skill bridge, you're no longer working in the military. You're now preparing. And the companies that Cameron Brooks work with are most concerned about what did you do in the military over the period of time you've been in the military, not in the last 90 days. But what have you done over time, that track record of success, track record over time? And you can imagine if you read a book on how to change people's behavior, coach mentoring, you taught that what you learned to other officers, and all of a sudden retention went up in your unit to be able to talk about that. Or you learned about how to do root cause problem solving and evaluate courses of action. And you applied that to a maintenance or an inspection program that was failing, and now you turned it around and you now could talk about that in an interview. And I could go on and on. It is powerful. It will make an impact. It will stand out on your resume. But to do that, you need to start early with inventorying what have you done in the military and how does it relate. Talk to officers that have done the complete program that had over a year They do the first section of the Cameron Brooks program where they do self-analysis. And in there, they go through an exercise to look at the different competencies, experiences that companies are going to want. And they read about what those competencies are, like around project management, problem solving. And then it asks some questions about what experiences do they have that relate to that. And they're like, well, gosh, I don't have anything that necessarily relates specifically to this, to this area. Now they have year 18 months and they say, I better go do something to fill in that area. They go do that. And now they have an accomplishment that relates. For those that are just thinking about getting out, you're learning about what are the traits that companies look for in that first section, in the self-evaluation section. What are you good at? What do you like to do to help you understand, could I do the same things in the business world? Or maybe I would only be able to do that in the military. The second section of our preparation program goes into leadership assessment, where you're going to work through and learn a little bit about servant leadership, the various types of leadership in the business world, like cross-functional team and up leadership. You evaluate your leadership style and be able to frame up, if you're getting out, start creating content for how will you answer, how will you lead, how do you lead? For those of you just thinking about getting out, it helps you reflect on your leadership style and how you like to lead, who you like to lead, give you some feedback. Is that better in the military? Is that out of the military? The third section of the program goes through business concepts and helps you start identifying things that you could be doing in the military that relate to data analytics, project management, Lean, Six Sigma, mentoring, and coaching, so that you have examples of these things that when you get into the fifth and final tab to develop interview answers, that you have content for it. And for those of you that haven't thought about are just thinking about getting out, the fourth section helps you understand what are your options out there. What are the different career fields that you could go into? Gives you sample job descriptions, descriptions of the major career fields. For those of you that did make the decision, you're understanding what are your options and be able to start exploring those. For both groups, you're going to take tabs 1 and 2, what you're good at and what you like to do, your leadership style. Look at tab 4 against the career fields. Which ones do you like? Which ones would you be good at to understand your fit in business? And let's just stop there on those tabs 1 through 4. You'll also have probably 3, 4, 5 individual coaching one-on-one sessions with myself, Brock Dudley, Pete Vinneps, the other two coaches, where we help you by listening to your goals, your interests, what's standing out for you, and explore those fits. For those of you that are just thinking about getting out, you have that opportunity to sit down with a professional to help you understand your true marketability as you progress through here. For those of you that did make the decision, you're learning about how to create a strategy to interview for those things that you're really interested in. You're creating a strategy to help yourself improve your marketability based on where you are right now. Then that last tab, which is on your interviewing, for those that made the decision to get out. Interviewing is a skill. It is not something you want to wing. I just had one young man in our office today came and traveled and met with me. He's probably one of the best prepared candidates in terms of reading books, working through the program. He's a model candidate. He's still struggling with his interviewing. It is hard, even though he's done all the preparation, to be able to give answers with specifics and details that are easy to understand and make an impact. You have to be able to speak in the business language. It's difficult to do, and it takes time. It takes time. You know, I know this is a little bit like a parent telling you, well, back in my day, you know, you do this and you kind of shut down and you don't really listen to the rest. Try not to do this. I'm going to tell you a little bit about my transition story. I got with Cameron Brooks 13 months before I could get out. I read all the books I could early. And the reason the program is shaped the way it is today is that I remember working through the sections and getting to the fifth tab on interviewing. What the fifth tab was then, it wasn't called the fifth tab, on interviewing. And starting to try to create my interview answers about nine months out and realizing I don't have answers to some of these interview questions. I don't have answers. And their company's going to ask me these things. I don't have answers for them. So I started looking around in my unit, like, I better figure these things out. I better do some things that I could create bullets and talk about in interviews. And so when I came to Cameron Brooks, this is a big reason why I revamped the development program and why we have our first two tabs that way, to help you understand what companies are going to look for you from you, to help you understand more about you and what you're good at, what you like to do early, so you can make good decisions and you're not scrambling towards the end. Because you want to use those last 60 to 90 days not about making decisions, but about polishing your interviewing skills. Because in the end, when you interview, it's not going to be about some certificate that you got. It's going to be how well you interview and connect what you've done in the military to the businesses. So if I had to wrap this up, pull it all the way through. If you're out there and you're 50% towards getting out and you just want to know, I need to know more about my marketability. I need to know more about what's out there. I'm leaning this direction. Not just a conversation with Cameron Brooks, but our program will help you learn more about you, your fit in the business world, and reflect on, should I stay in? Should I get out? If I get out, what should I do? And yes, we have people that come in the program, they decide to get out and they come to a conference. We do have a small number of people that decide that and they drop out. We're okay with that. We feel like we've helped you make a good educated decision. If you've made the firm decision to get out, start now. Start now, no matter where you are, start now with your preparation. And if you're in the program, you're like, Joel, I'm doing all this. Great. Find your friends. Send them this podcast. Tell them about this. Start with Cameron Brooks early. Don't wait. Even if you got the SkillBridge program, don't wait till you're 30, 60, 90 days out. By the way, Cameron Brooks is an approved SkillBridge program. What do we use it for? Putting that polish on the interviewing, reading additional books, being able to prepare for your interviews at the conference, prepare for the follow-up interviews in the process. All right. Thanks for listening. Appreciate you being here. Listen to another episode of the Cameron Brooks podcast. So the next podcast ideally is not another mini-sode, but rather we'll have a guest here. I think we're going to talk about our manufacturing career field. That'll be episode 196. Pete's doing a webinar with people that are in the manufacturing career field. And he's going to take the audio from that webinar and make a podcast. It should be a really good one. Thanks again for tuning in.